Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
And speaking about new things, Botswana has a new government. Botswana has a new president. And initially, I think this was met with a whole lot of jubilation.
Yeah.
Until Friday came about and people started digging further into, okay, who is this guy? Where does he come from? And the first thing they saw was that he seems to be Xhosa. Xhosa Jans are up. up. So they're like, okay, SA is infiltrated the Botswanas. So people got excited about that. But then things got a little serious. So he's a very well-educated man, studied in Harvard, started his party in 2010. And back then, they're, you know, pretty much communists. But people noticed that, like, banks started endorsing him and they were happy for his victory. Even the DA sent a congratulatory message to him. So that was weird. The DA of all parties? Turns out that in 2018, he was actually here in South Africa to address a DA caucus. In Pretoria, even. Now you got to start asking yourself, how? What's going on here? Granted, it could just be a coincidence, but I don't know anybody who's ever gotten to a DA stage and addressed them, especially on a platform like that, without having links to them. Maybe they just have the same funders, or maybe the DA was sympathetic to his message back then because he's been calling for a regime change. Botswana as a country is very significant, not just because they're close to us. Yes, their population is pretty small, but in terms of natural resources, they are pretty rich. And a matter of fact, they are the first country that I know of that took their national wealth and basically their resources, and they got into a partnership with the private sector, and the government owned about 50% of that. So De Beers at the time. And as a result, education, I believe, was free in Botswana. Like, you remember, whenever we went to tertiary, around about our time, Botswana, they were always good. Those guys wear the freshest sneakers. Freshest sneakers, because at the end of the month, bang, a stipend would come in from their government. And so, this comes at a time where the liberation movement has been in power for over 56 years. And some would say it's much needed. But now, this thing is just, I'll say it, it's left me uneasy. You know how I feel about the DA. If the DA is happy for you, it doesn't matter how good of a guy you are, bro.
Despite them now being under the government of national unity.
I'm not happy about that either. I don't mince my words when it comes to the DA. But let me hear what your thoughts are. Mfundo? Gladys?
So listen, I think it would be natural. I mean, as far back as what, 2018, you said that he was here backing the DA. He's been the opposition in Botswana in waiting for a very long time. And he's been fierce competition to the main political party for so many years. So I would understand that at the time, the messages or the two countries or the two positions resonated, the DA and his political party at the time. But there's one thing, that wasn't the thing that made me feel uneasy. There was something in his acceptance speech and his message where he said that his immediate priority was to negotiate with De Beers and offer them a better deal than what Masisi offered. And then I was like, oof.
What is this?
Eyes wide open. Let's look out for this one. But in terms of both countries, I really feel that it will be in the interest of all political parties, especially those under the GNU in South Africa and Botswana, to maintain the strong relationships, because as it stands, we have several agreements in place between South Africa and Botswana. These cover the fields of agriculture, health, local government, sports, culture, transport, and they also rely on us for to import, to export our electricity and petrol. So I think if anything, they are kind of at our mercy. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, our relationship with Botswana is not likely to change at all.
No.
I'm talking about the relationship between Botswana and their own government. And, you know, look, let's all be fair to the guy.
Yeah.
He was the one who was calling for the nationalization of mines, right? So him saying he wants to work with De Beers doesn't necessarily mean the country's for sale. I guess we'd have to see what kind of deal that they do strike, right? Because you can't just nationalize a mine without the knowledge and the know-how and the pipeline to obviously the markets. So maybe just a better deal, but not necessarily one that is unfair to Botswana. I don't know.
I think change is good. Sometimes you need fresh, new ideas, and maybe it can take Botswana forward. And all the relationships that they have with several other countries and not just South Africa. I think that is going to be something to look forward to from a Botswana point of view. The fact that he's Xhosa is also just, you know, it's added extra intrigue. It's added a lot of intrigue. They're calling him Mini Mandela on social media, which I love so much.
Conspiracies, oppression.
I don't know. If you look at how international media is writing about him, hey, bro, that's not Mini Mandela. International media was not writing about Mandela like that. Mandela was still labeled as a terrorist when he visited the U.S. as late as 2008.
Yeah.
Ijian is standing in the U.S. Harvard of all places. Nah, I'm not saying anything, but, you know.
But it is common, though, to have speculations and people obviously go and investigate about you. In many cases with different political leaders and stuff, there isn't any concrete evidence either than that video that he addressed, you know, who was present at that address he gave Sizwe. So people will speculate, but I think for Botswana to have a young leader, many countries often look forward to that, you know, like Peter was saying, the fresh mind, fresh perspective. And you do get an advisory team anyways, like people that have more experience and, you know, that are able to advise him to govern. So, yeah.
Relatively young. He's like 54.
That is young. That is looking
but he looks young.
Yes.
My man's even got a pot. Do you see?
That's what I'm saying. He's calling him Mini Mandela.
He's great. I'm sure he gets his haircuts at barbers. Legends barbers. Hey? For real.
I'm just worried about the amount of pressure that's now on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any political party or individual that frees people, and I'm saying this in inverted commas, from a political party that they see as one that oppressed them for a very long time, has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but luckily, again, it's Botswana, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of people really that he needs to please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The population, come on. To preside over a population of less than 2 million.
Yes. True.
With all due respect.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's not like the 60 million we have here. If he gets his act together, he should be fine. Yeah. And he's got the support of Ian Khama. He should be high. What are your thoughts?
It's not surprising. DA in Botswana are American friends. Okay, that's why DA wants South Africa to pull out of BRICS so they can go back to slavery Americans. So Botswana is like all 100% American. They even have a soldier's base in Botswana. So that shouldn't surprise anyone. See, all the American lovers are kissing and hugging each other now, obviously.
Well, again, if reports are to be believed, this is the very same guy who did away with the U.S. base in Botswana. And by the way, the U.S. having a base in your country is nothing unusual. The U.S. is a base in Kenya, for example. The U.S. is a base in UG. That's just how it is strategically. We, as South Africans, also have bases in other countries.
It's tricky. I don't know much about this guy. But Konaluk Shayamandila, something is just not right. Samora Machel was quoted as saying, if one day you hear Europeans praising me, know that I have betrayed you. And that's all I'm saying, because I don't know what relationship he has with the DA, but Konaluk Shayamandila.
On another note, by the way, I know people always say that willy-nilly, but there's no evidence that Samora Machel ever said that. It's like the Nelson Mandela quote where he says, if the South African government or the ANC government does see what the apartheid government did, then you must... Yeah, he never said that either. But again, it's fine. It sounds cool. We'll ride with it for now.
Now, one, is a South African. Two, in Botswana, there's no dictatorship. However, whatever approach that is going to use with regards to issues of new developments and the mining industry, he needs to know that in Botswana, they don't play around. when it comes to their resources. It doesn't mean that they'll let him go. And for him to come with changes, he has to influence or present anything that he has to do to the cabinet. And the cabinet doesn't play around, bruh. It doesn't play. They don't play around with their own resources, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? As I was just saying, it's Julia Joseph.
Right.
The natural resources per capita in Botswana are a lot higher than they are, for example, in a country like ours. So if you do right by the people and you improve their standard of living, you will get reelected. Just as simple as that.
You know, when you look at Africa, there are only three countries that had really leaders. You're looking at Burkina Faso, Mali, and the country which is named Niger, but we pronounce it wrongly and say it
Niger.
Those are the only three African states that has real leaders in Africa. The rest of them are just puppets, American puppets. All the minerals in Botswana, they are going to America now. Remember, their money is more worth than ours, while they've got nothing. So DA is supposed to support another American lover. So they are hugging each other. They are happy with each other. But remember, three leaders in Africa, Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali.
Okay.
All I can say to the people of Botswana is that welcome to colonial powers. And it's going to be a bumpy ride. I mean, we've seen how white capital operates, you know. They put their puppets. We've seen Ezimu with the late Shangarai being used by right-wing forces. We've seen South Africa with the likes of Abu Cyril Ramaphosa. So you guys, Naninje, you must just embrace yourselves for this bumpy ride. Because there's no way white capital can endorse a black leader on our agenda. They are actually putting Africans first. That guy, I can tell you now, the first deal that is going to negotiate, it's going to benefit capital. So the previous guy might have been hostile, but at least he had the interest of the people at heart.
Already, De Beers is back in the game, baby, back in the game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I must say the Botswanans voted for the guy, so they must have known who they're voting for. The fact that he is Xhosa, as a Botswana, I would have been concerned. But anyway, now that we are here, and it's the first time that I hear that he's actually being endorsed by the DA, and that he actually addressed a DA event a few years ago. For somebody that you are saying was talking about nationalization, yet the DA is behind him. Now I'm changing my posture altogether about him. Yes, I saw the Mandela look over the weekend in one of his pics. But maybe the DA positioned him to be a Mandela. Like they positioned Mandela the way they positioned him. So already he is seeing apprehensive about this guy.
Look, man, as you say, Botswana know best about their own country. All I'm saying is it just doesn't compute. His beliefs and his politics don't go with what the DA stand for. So why would the DA want to be addressed by him?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.